And here is yet another reason why dogs truly are our best friends. As more pet owners are choosing to treat their pets' cancer through advanced medicine, veterinarians are gaining valuable knowledge about the progression and treatment of cancers in humans through pet trials of new drugs. MU veterinary oncologist Carolyn Henry says that dogs are better than rodents when studying cancer drugs because mice and rats do not always respond to the drugs in the same way that humans do, while dogs tend to mimic a human response much better. Henry says that dogs have been helping scientists understand cancer treatments in humans for some time, and both species are benefiting.
So radiopharmaceutical work is not something that's new to the University of Missouri. In fact, the bone agent samarium, which is called Quadramet, is used to treat bone cancer in people right now. So that's a historical example of where something was first utilized in dogs that had bone cancer, showed success, and then was commercialized and made available now to patients in the human hospital.
For the latest cancer study at the College of Veterinary Medicine, MU has joined a nationwide consortium directed by the National Cancer Institute. In the study, Henry and a team of researchers examined a new delivery method for drugs that disrupts the blood flow to the tumor, but not to the surrounding tissue. Henry found a dramatic decrease in the size of the tumor. This targeted delivery system also mitigated the side effects that are seen in other cancer drug treatments. The study will provide important insight about the proper dosage of the drug to treat both human and dog patients, Henry says. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.